It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Storytelling is something that is important to everybody, and it's always been the case. But now we live in an age where so many people and companies are online in a number of different ways, from Facebook to LinkedIn to Instagram. So what's the best way, with all this available to us, to tell our story? We're posing that question to famed photographer and Pittsburgh native George Lang, author of the book The Unforgettable Photograph. George Lang, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh. How are you?
Great. So happy to be back in Pittsburgh.
So what led to Instagram creating this new position for you, the position of artist in residence? What's that all about?
Well, I did the Unforgettable Photograph book, and they bought 500 copies of it to give away at Cannes Lions, which is the largest awards gathering of advertising people from all over the world. And afterwards, they began talking to me about the ideas in the book, which are taking the pictures you never take, telling the stories you never tell. And they said that's what they've been trying to teach brands. And I met with a special group. They're the top creatives at Instagram and Facebook. Facebook owns Instagram. And they created the position of artist in residence at Creative Shop for me.
So what do you do?
I try and inspire people and help their creative storytelling, mostly to brands. Creative Shop's involved with people buying paid campaigns on Facebook and Instagram. And I try and help show them what an awesome opportunity these platforms offer for telling stories in new ways.
And before we get into how you do that, you've brought a camera into the studio, and I'm just glad to see that somebody is using something other than a phone to take pictures. It doesn't seem like anybody uses a camera anymore, unless they're a professional like yourself.
Well, the phone cameras are completely awesome, but there are a lot of pictures that they just can't get. There are certain pictures that the phones can take that no other camera can take. I've been using the Leica Q, which is a very fancy, wonderful point-and-shoot camera. And it allows you to take pictures, if you get familiar with it, that you just can't get it. There's a certain sharpness to it. There's a certain quality to it that's really special. And then when you take those pictures and use them on Instagram, they have just a different feel than anything else. They're really special.
But we'll have to have you do one here before you leave. So let's be shameless and name drop if you can. Are you allowed to tell us some of the brands that you're working with? You mentioned the kind of camera that you're using, but what else comes across your plate?
I've been working a lot with IBM. I've worked on their annual reports in the 90s, and then when I got this position at Instagram, I reconnected with them. And if you would do a map of the world and put a bright light at the places that are doing the most for mankind, I would argue that there's some facilities that IBM runs and their teams of people that are just doing the most remarkable things. And I feel like a lot of their stories just don't get shared in the way that they should.
Like what?
Like there are brain researchers working at IBM that I met and photographed that are working on solving Huntington's chorea. And the people working on it are spending their lifetime working on this at IBM, focused on this singular problem. And you speak to someone that's worked there 17 years, and they look out of their research facility on this huge mountain. And he can show you the tree that turns, the first tree to turn red every fall, because he's there and he knows that he's going to be there. And when you're given, really what IBM gives them is the privilege of spending long periods of time doing really serious research, they not only know that they're going to be there, but they can go to a depth of thinking and a depth of solving problems that it's hard when you're always looking over your shoulder of, is this job going to last? What are we, what's the big mission? At IBM, it's almost like Bell Labs, in the 60s. They're working on really big problems that are really going to make our lives extraordinary, and are already. And my argument to them was, Instagram's an awesome place to start telling these stories that don't quite make it to the annual report, that don't quite even make it to your website, but it's a daily exploration of what makes this company extraordinary. And I think that on an IBM level, 400,000 employees, it's really powerful. if you have a small barbershop, there are all kinds of stories going on there every day that are really powerful. And my argument is even in your personal life, before you open your eyes in the morning, there are all these things going on that if you just pay attention to them, the smell of breakfast, if your partner's gone down and started breakfast for your children beforehand, or if you're with someone you love, just before you even open your eyes, using all your senses to really appreciate a new day, what's going on, who we're with. And those are the stories that I'm trying to encourage people to tell on with their pictures and on the social platforms that we have now.
What about when it comes to telling your story? It's become so, there's so much more, so many more options and just so much more to sift through than I think maybe years ago when you didn't have the options. The options are good, but at the same time, it might be confusing some people as to what, you know, how do I tell my own story in order to just get myself out there and connect with people?
Right. And I mean, my lesson is to be as personal as you can be, to show what makes you really special, what makes you really unique. We are inundated with a ridiculous amount of even music now. We don't have to look through our LPs or CDs. Every single Ella Fitzgerald recording ever is on our phone and available on our phone. How are we going to sift through to hear the 10 songs that we want to hear? It's all overwhelming, but you, in the same way that YEP curates the music for listeners of all the new music coming out, which
referring
is,
to our sister station WYV,
right, which is amazing, and even the way that you curate stories that you think your listeners would really get value from and appreciate. In our own lives, we have to take those stories that we're looking at every day and realize. I'm going to tell you a quick story about I told this at an Illumination event that Instagram had out in L.A. last summer, and we were at a beach house, and my 8-year-old came running down, and he's a photographer's son, Jackson, and he says, "Dad, you have to see the light in my room." And I go running up, and he goes, "Look, the sun sets on my bed, and his bed is pink and orange." And he goes, "Look, the sun sets on my wall, and his wall is just lit up from the light of this sunset." He goes, "Look, the sun sets on me. Take a picture of me." And I take a picture of him, and it's our sunset. It's our experience with that light and with that moment and with being together at that time. Everyone else, not everyone, but most people are looking out with their camera and taking a picture of that sunset that anyone else could take. And what you need to do, whether you're a business, whether you are a father or mother, or whether you're a giant corporation, is show me the light in your life. And show me what makes you special and what makes you different and what makes gives you a reason for being. We have these precious lives, and I want to get to what makes us precious and wonderful and essential.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. We're talking with George Lang. He's a Pittsburgh native, author of the book The Unforgettable Photograph, about how to tell your story in a unique way, which you just received some pretty good advice about. And how can people apply your ideas to building their own personal brand? And that's a phrase that comes up a lot, but I think you know what I mean, personal brand.
Right. I mean, I think that the most powerful thing for me is sitting and talking eye to eye with a friend. And when you're talking to a friend, you are sharing generally the things that you might not post. You are reading them. There's more empathy in that conversation. I would also add that there's a certain intimacy, a lot of intimacy to radio too, that I appreciate and love so much.
That's what we love about radio. we couldn't have a conversation like this. It wouldn't be the same if we were doing it on television.
Right.
Because people can sit and picture the sunset that you were describing, for example, on your son's, in your son's room, how it's reflecting off the wall and the bed and off of him, in a way that if you tell that on television, you know, they're too busy looking at, you know, George has these unique horn-rimmed glasses or whatever it might be. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, one of the things that is that's so unique about the way that we communicate is that in photography, everyone thinks that you have to take a picture with your eyes. And my argument is use all of your senses. I want to know not what your coffee looks like, but what it tastes like. Not what your dessert is, the way that it's arranged on the plate, but how does that feel in your mouth? What does it smell like? And I think that if you can inspire and think about using all of your senses when you're communicating, when you're trying to tell your personal brand, that's when it gets really powerful.
Again, the book is The Unforgettable Photograph. The author is George Lang, and he is working as an artist in residence for Instagram. And he's going to take a photo right now. I'm going to look at you, and there it goes.
There's
wow, it's going right. It's going to go right out. Go on to Instagram, and you can see the photograph that's being the variety of photographs being rapidly taken by George Lang in our studio. Thank you, George, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, we'll talk with Sina Marie Begley, who is a senior international policy analyst with RAND Corporation, about her upcoming talk with the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh about balancing risks, intelligence, security, and privacy. That's tomorrow. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.